I wait for you at Galatians chapter 6 and beginning with verses number 3 that was read in our hearing. Again, I appreciate the brothering that happened.
Amen. So true.
If you dare, say amen.
Amen.
And I'm reading from the New International Version. The Bible says, if anyone thinks they are something,
Lord have mercy.
When they are not,
or not,
they deceive themselves. Mm-hmm. Verses 4 said, each one should test.
Yes, sir.
Hear me? Test. What you gonna test? Your own actions.
Lord have mercy.
They can take pride in themselves along without comparing themselves to someone else.
Somebody else.
For each should carry their own load.
That's the book.
Then verses number 6 said, nevertheless, the one who received instructions in the word should share what? All good things with their instruction. Then Paul says, don't correct and do not be deceived.
That's the book, brother.
God cannot be mocked.
At all.
Why? Because a man reap what he sowed.
That's the book, brother.
Y'all hear that?
That's the book.
That was some of them old proverbs that mom and daddy used to tell you.
Yes, sir. All the time.
Make your bed high. Yeah, y'all know that one.
Yes, sir.
You reap what you sow. Whoever sows to please the flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to the spirit from the spirit will reap eternal life.
Lord have mercy.
Let us not become what? Weary. And doing what? Good. For at the proper time,
yes, sir.
Look what Paul said. We will reap a harvest.
They are right.
If we do not, this is a lesson right there. I didn't even see that. But if we do not give up.
Come on.
I didn't see that, but it came to me then. Mm-hmm. But then verse number 10, therefore, as we have what? Opportunity. What should we do? Let us do good to all people. Then Paul said, especially to those who belong to the family of believers.
That's all right, preacher. Good teaching.
I want to talk to you this morning from the subject, empathy.
That's a good one.
Empathy. Let me tell you this, if you did not know that. People don't care how much you know until you show them how much you care.
Set a mouth with them, brother.
There are those of us who can talk a good game. But I drop by and tell you this morning, talk is cheap.
Very cheap.
Yeah. I can say to you that I can play basketball.
Talk that game.
But the truth comes out when I get up on the court.
Say something again, brother.
If I had to play 21, I might not make it to 4. If I had to run up and down the court, especially full court, I might have to catch my breath before I got to even out of half court. I might could tell you I could shoot threes, but I couldn't even get up to the court and lay up. You see what I'm saying? I can talk a good game.
Yes, sir.
But really the truth comes out in my action. It people can say that we are this and we are that. But I'm here to tell you, as I said a few minutes ago, people do not care how much you know until you show them how much you care.
Amen.
You see, you don't have to say a word about your game. Just let your actions speak for yourself. This is what I found out empathy was. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. This is saying that one can see and understand. They can say and understand, but until you show them how much you understand, it can be all but talk.
Yes,
sir. Right. Empathy is trying to walk. Listen to what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
Walk in someone else's shoes. And the shoes can be sometimes too tight.
Say some again, homie.
If they're not too tight, sometimes we want to walk in other people's shoes, they can be big. And if they're not big, they can be even heavy for us to bear. But you want that other person to know that you feel for them.
Amen.
You might not be in their place, but you feel for them.
Amen.
But you are sharing in their feeling. It might be, listen to what I'm saying. It might be actively listening without judgment or interruption. Because sometimes, you know, before somebody else to speak, we want to tell them, how am I right about it? Someone will come to you with a problem and asking for you to listen. Just listen. And sometimes we're trying to give us a solution before they even finish. Sometimes it's just listening actively without interruption. It could be acknowledging feeling. Even if you don't share in their same feeling.
Amen.
Child, I know you're hurting. I know you're in some pain. I just can't imagine. And sometimes we know them. We cannot imagine. But just acknowledging their feeling and letting them know that at least that you know that they're hurting. It also can be trying to understand. Yeah, another person's point of view. And maybe you don't agree with that.
Amen. So true.
That's empathy. Am I right about it? Come on. Let me tell you this. I don't have all the answers.
At all.
And my point of view is not always, hello somebody, right? But acknowledging you, that you, your point of view, and understand that every last one of us got a point of view, but and I might not agree with it. But there's sympathy. So again, people don't care how much you know until you show them how much you care. And in Galatians chapter 6, Paul gives us, I mean to tell you, this entire first part of entire chapter is a meaning of empathy. Mm-hmm. It starts giving us a good example of what empathy is.
Amen.
In Galatians chapter 6, verses number 1, the Bible said, brothers and sisters, I'm giving you an example of empathy.
Come on, preacher.
If someone is caught in a sin,
Lord have mercy.
You who live by the Spirit.
Come on, preacher.
Paul said, I want you to show him some empathy here.
Amen.
Paul said, you might not know what they did, mm-hmm. but I'm here to tell you, but we still need to show them some empathy here.
Amen.
He said, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person. How? What meekness in my version says, gently. In the words are telling us, we don't need to jump down their throat. We don't need to understand, to shake a finger at them. But because he gives us an example here as well. But watch yourself, or you may be tempted. In the word, Paul said, show this person empathy, because you can fall in this boat just like him.
Yes, Lord.
Paul lets us know that sometimes one can be caught in a sin. Mm. But those that are not in that state at this time.
Let me say that again.
Those that are not at that state at this time.
Lord have mercy.
Should need to help that person get back on track. They need to have empathy for them, because those that are not in that state can be in that state later. And that same person that you helped, hello, somebody, I'm still talking about empathy, can help you out as well.
It's good preaching.
But then it didn't stop there. Look at verse 2-6. Well, he said, to carry each other's burden.
We should.
In a way, you will fulfill the law. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not,
Lord have mercy,
they deceive themselves.
Yes, sir.
Then Paul is saying, that's another way of showing empathy, to help one another, support each other.
Mm. Say some again.
Help others carry their burdens. Because all of them, hello, somebody got some burdens in my right about it.
Yes, sir.
Paul telling you, don't think too highly of your own self.
Mm.
You didn't get to where you are on your own.
Say some again, brother.
Sometimes we compare ourselves to others, thinking that it's because of me. But I dropped by to tell you that none of us can stand on our own righteousness. I'm here to tell you, when we look at ourselves and think that where we have gotten, I'm here to tell you, we can look back and in our life and say, we did not get this way, but without someone else helping us as well. Someone else lifted us up. Someone else prayed for us. Someone else helped carry us as well. When we were down, I'm here to tell you, they showed empty for us. Am I right? Amen. They tried to put themselves in and let you know that they knew where you were hiding, and they were praying for you as well.
Talk to us, Uncle. It's good preaching, brother.
I'm still talking about empathy. Again, people don't know. People don't care how much you know till you show them how much you care. People said, let us know that we need to carry our own load.
We should.
But those who wear the name of Christ, let me say that again.
Who cares?
But those who wear the name of Christ,
Lord have mercy,
should be there for support. I believe it in the book of 1 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 12, and tells us about the fact that when one hurts, am I right about it?
Amen.
When one rejoice,
all
rejoice. Because why? We're part of that family that's been born again. We're part of the family who loves no end. I'm here to tell you, we need to show what? Empathy.
All the time.
Paul gives us another example in Galatians chapter 6. Again, it was verse 4. Verse 6. That's where. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word shall share all good things with his instructor.
Lord have mercy.
Paul tells us we need to show empathy for those that instruct the instructors in the word. Let me tell you, it's no easy job.
No, sir. Not at all.
Teaching others about the word of God.
Amen. Amen. You said something.
If it was easy, how come you're not up here teaching others about the word?
Make it plain, brother.
See, what we need to do, we need to give them some praise. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Thank them for what they are doing. And not only thank them, pray for them as well.
Amen.
Understand that others might not be as grateful as you, because I'm here to tell you, I'm here, everybody that don't say good things about the teacher. Am I right about it?
No, brother.
They will talk up, amen, no, like some
old. You said something.
But I drive by to tell you, why don't you get up here? And proclaim the word of God. Why don't you try to teach someone and say, well, tell them as well, thus said the Lord. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you this as well. Sometimes it just takes a pat on the back, and it will go a long way. Am I right about it? I'm here to tell you, you can pat a dog on his head, and I'm here to tell you, he or she will do. Am I right about it?
Yes, sir.
So what they're saying, preacher, I'm telling us that sometimes Paul said, look here, they we need to show empathy for them as well.
Amen.
But then this is what I want us to do. Verse 7 said, do not be deceived. They're verse number 7 and 8. God is not mocked. I'm still talking about empathy.
No, he's not.
Am I right about it? A man reaps. Hello.
Yes, sir. What
is it? Yeah.
That's the book, brother.
A man does what?
Reap.
If you want forgiveness, you got to give it. Am I right about it? If you want kindness, you got
to
give it. If you won't understand it, you got to give it. Am I right about it? If you want God's mercy, you got to give it. Am I right about it? Verses number 7. If you show empathy, you will reap empathy. If you show others that you care for them, you will receive it when time comes in your life. It will come back to you, am I right about it? Be not deceived, the Bible says. God is not mocked. God knows what we are doing.
Yes, he
And we know the reason why we are doing this well.
Lord, have mercy.
I'm here to tell you, the Bible says that, well, whatever sort to please the flesh,
we do.
From the flesh you will reap
destruction.
Whoever soweth to please the Spirit. And what he's saying, if you want to please the Lord, he said you will reap eternal life.
That's what the book says.
Am I right about it?
Mm-hmm.
So Paul said, if you want to show empathy, give it. If you want to receive it,
come on, mama.
You keep giving them right about it. And it will turn back to you as well.
Amen.
Verses 9 and 10, and let me bring this thing to close.
Good preaching, brother.
Look what it said. Let us, Paul said, talking to the Galatian church, let us not become weary in doing good.
That's the book, brother.
Let me put a nickel in the meter for just a few moments.
Stay there a long time. Yes, sir.
So I'm asked the question, why should I do good? Because others are not doing it as well.
Mm.
And yet they are prospering.
Lord have mercy.
I'm here to tell you. So some of us ask that question.
Yes, we do.
Lord, it seems that when I try to do good, I just fall back on my face.
On your face.
When I try to do good, I don't seem to get ahead. When I try to do good, I seem to take two steps backwards. I take one, two, three, and I can't get ahead. Hello, somebody. And we ask that, why should I just keep on doing good?
Yes, sir.
But and Paul said, don't become weary in doing good.
Mm.
Because he said, but in a proper time. It might not be your time right now. The Lord might not be blessing you when that time, and maybe you don't realize where your blessing has come from.
Come on, preacher.
And he said, finally, when you understand, I've got something waiting for you here.
That's good preaching, homie.
Paul said, in the proper time.
Proper time.
Like what he says. We will reap a harvest. And then it didn't stop there. If we do not give up. See, I'm here to tell you.
Lord have mercy.
The Bible tells us the crown that we have, that God has for us, we got to stay faithful unto death.
Lord have mercy.
God doesn't hand the crown out while we're walking, but we got to stay there. We got to stay there.
Come on, mama.
Until what? Death. Mm. That's what he said, is if we don't give up. So what he's telling us here. But then in verses number 10, I like this.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, as we have an opportunity.
Good preaching.
Am I right about it?
Mm-hmm.
Let us do good. I'm still talking about empathy. Am I right about
good
it?
Good preaching, brother.
And then he said, not just doing good. Not just to your friends.
Mm-mm.
Not just to somebody that you do good because you can get it back.
Don't
just to your enemies as well.
Yes, sir.
To those that you don't like.
Amen.
Those that don't like you.
Yes, sir.
Bible says, do good to all people. But he drives a point home. Especially to those who belong to the family of God.
That's the book, brother.
See, all of us got an opportunity.
We do, brother. We do.
Especially to do good. But today, I want us to show you that God showed us empathy.
Yes, sir. Yes, he did, brother.
While we were yet sinners, God sent forth his Son. I'm here to tell you, we didn't deserve it.
Not at all,
but God showed us empathy. And do you not know God let him walk this earth for 33 and a half years? Christ,
Lord have mercy,
was able. Remember what I told you empathy was? Christ was able to understand all that we must deal with. Am I right about it? See, because I'm here to tell you. See, God, he said, God doesn't understand what we got to deal with. I'm here to tell you. He sent his Son down so he understands what we have to deal with now. And yet, he didn't sin. So why can't we show empathy for each other?
Yes, sir.
Because I want you to know,
Lord have mercy,
as I said this morning, that God bless us,
yes, sir,
to bless others.
Yes, sir.
God wants you to show others. If you didn't get anything, I want you to get this.
That's all right.
God wants you to show others who he is by showing empathy because he showed us the same. Y'all missed that. I think you missed that.
He said something, brother.
God bless you to bless others.
Yes, he did.
And I'm here to tell you, God doesn't come down and tell it and just lay something up on us as well. As we told them Wednesday night, God bless Brother Osborne to bless Brother Brown.
Yes, sir.
And because Brother Brown being blessed, Brother Brown said, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
But Osborne didn't get the blessing, but the Lord did.
Amen.
And Brother Brown didn't really know that Brother Osborne, but because of what Brother Osborne did, Brother Brown let know who God is.
Amen.
So that's what I'm saying. God showed us empathy by sending his Son.
Yes, sir.
And by him sending, and by God, by his Son living here, he knows everything that
everything
we have to deal with. God went through everything.
Through
God's Son went through everything that we have to go through.
Right. Said some again, homie.
And yet,
yet,
he didn't sin. People don't care how much you know till you show them how much you care. As therefore we have opportunity, let us do good. And King James says, to all people, especially to those of the household of faith. Then he said, be not deceived, God is not mocked. What a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Again, I'm telling you, if you want empathy, you gotta give it.
Right.
Show people that you empathize.
Amen.
Show people that you understand. And then this last thing, I'm closing.
Take your time, brother.
If a brother be overtaken fault, ye who are spiritual, restore such a one in meekness and love, lest you also be
overtaken.
Yep. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
It's good preaching, homie.
So this morning.
Thank you.
Do you know what empathy is? I'm hoping you. I hope you do. God has shown it to her. This morning, you're not a member of the body of Christ.
Lord have mercy.
We ask you to become one.
That's good preaching, brother.
Become by faith and believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We pray for your past and confess him before me and being baptized for the remission of your sin. And then you're a child of God and stirred away from his teaching. We ask you to make it right with the prayer of the righteous very much.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to pray for you. That's one way we support one another. Am I right about it?
Amen.
By praying for each other.
Each other.
Somebody ought to get a prayer through to the Lord. Am I right about it?
Yes.
We ought to be praying for the brother praying, we be praying too, am I right about it?
Amen.
Lord, hear this brother's prayer. I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
So this Lord, if this be desired, number 91 has been selected of a song for Christ. Let us be standing.
I say.